Hello, welcome back to the Matthew Corbett Show on Fantasy Radio 97 FM. I'm joined in the studio with Jessica Mary York. Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
Jessica's going to play a song straight off. This is Gold. Jessica Mary York there with Gold. Thank you ever so much for coming into the studio for the second time. Jessica has been on the radio station before. She played in the summer during our little stint. So, Jessica, what have you been up to since?
What have I been up to? I've been doing a lot. I'm living full-time in Brighton now, which is wonderful. I do miss Devizes occasionally. In fact, I miss Devizes a lot.
Yeah,
miss the people. I miss the people. But Brighton is amazing, and
what is it you're doing in Brighton?
I'm doing a 1 year music course.
Okay.
And then next year I'm finally kind of, I guess it's like adult world, working and trying to do my music and paying the bills while doing what I love. And
exactly. But do you feel this course that you're doing, it's preparing you for the future?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I've learned so much this year already, and it teaches you a lot about the music industry and what it takes, really, because I think I came into it, I think I think probably everyone does, coming into it thinking that it's going to be a lot easier than it actually is.
I'm going to be huge.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, you have fine. All these kind X-Factor. Of high expectations and and then you realise that, it takes a lot of hard work. And,
but is it still making you go, this is what I want to do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do this.
I think
so you've been more inspired than anything rather than put off.
Yeah, absolutely inspired. Good. I think I'm going to keep clawing on.
Good. I'm sure that the listeners are with me when we are happy to hear that, because we don't want you to stop writing music. How do you feel it's sort of, is it changed the way you write music? Because Gold there, is that a new song?
Gold is a new one, yeah.
It sounds quite different to you. It sounds a lot more jazzy. Your voice seems to have changed a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound like it should be coming from you, if you don't mind me saying. Has anyone listened to your music and gone, I was not expecting you to look like this? They're expecting you to be some large, quite a larger, older woman. Because the songs, again, that you're writing, they're very mature.
That's a really good question. I don't think anyone said that they think I would look differently from hearing my music. I think people can hear a difference from the stuff that I'm writing now to what I used to write. I think my voice has definitely changed. But that's just, that's just come from kind of playing every day and listening to more artists, I think, and you kind of pick up new ideas. And I feel much more comfortable with the music that I'm writing now. And I feel it's a lot more me that's kind of coming through with it.
So you feel like you're growing into
it. Yeah,
so definitely. What's your approach to writing then? What's... I'm guessing you're, living in Brighton, meeting lots of people. You're writing about your experiences down there. Like, for instance, what's Gold about?
Gold is about a kind of specific day when I had just a really awful day and a lot of things just seemed to be going wrong. And I went home and I just decided to write a song, and it's meant to be really uplifting. And hopefully people will listen to it and just remember that even when people are putting you down and people are saying no to things and, you're working really hard, that you can still come out of it and just remember that,
exactly.
You're
special. It's an optimist
special.
Song. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And what's this next song you're going to play for us, Jessica?
This next song is also brand new and it's called Put On A Show.
Disappointment, you gave yourself. yourself away. A sweet indulgence that will never see the light of day. And maybe if you said you'll be here when I wake, these dreams will be my own. And not for you to take, I'll put on a show. I will put on a show. Put on a very good show.
Thank you very much, Jessica. Now, what else has you been broadening your horizons? We've been talking about. Actually, I should say, listeners, we are joined by Lewis in the studio as well. Now,
hi.
Lewis, who are you? Are you just some guy who likes to hang around with Jessica?
Yeah,
you're the fan.
I think I'm a super fan. I think I'm Jessica's support from home. I think that's my official title, isn't it? I kind of give her the confidence that when she's kind of, you know, freaking out before going on stage. I'm like, well, you know, it's just a gig.
I gotta say, Lewis is truly incredible, because if people have been following me for a little while, they'll see Lewis pretty much everywhere I go.
Yeah,
and he isn't some crazy stalker, although maybe he is. Maybe I just don't realise. But no, he's brilliant, and he comes with me to every single gig. And when I'm having days of panic, he calms me down.
Do you pretend to be, or are you essentially Jessica's manager?
No, I mean, I think initially this was kind of something I wanted to do, but then I thought manager is such a tough role, because you're having to book gigs and everything, and Jessica does a glorious job on her own. I think more than anything, just being a friend to Jessica, you know, because we are the best of friends. And, you know, I think when Jessica makes it, not if, it's definitely
she's going to.
Because
and you heard her here first, listeners, on Fantasy Radio 97 FM.
The first time I met Jessica, there was no kind of, this is what I'm going to try. This is what I'm going to do. And there's no other lifestyle for Jessica. This is exactly what she's wanted. And as you were saying, like, there's so much change since she's been to Brighton. Mm. She's matured so much. And I'm just happy that I can kind of share this, you know, with her. And I know her parents are really happy that I'm with her going to
these big places,
yeah, like
Brighton.
You've been
playing in London quite a lot.
Yeah. I've been playing in London, yeah.
How have you found that?
London is brilliant. London's a completely different kettle of fish, I think. And you can play at venues where there might be 5 people, or you can play where there might be 50 or 100. Mm-hmm. But I've already met some incredible people from gigging in London. And actually, through one of my gigs recently, I met someone who put me in touch with Guy Chambers, who is known for writing all of Robbie Williams' greatest hits.
Yeah.
And so I was able to meet him personally, which was insane. Really? I think I almost fainted, because he is a living legend.
There was this moment where Jessica kind of walked over, and we were kind of sat and we saw Jessica stand up, and it was like they introduced each other, and it was like a bit of silence. Jessica like, I gotta talk.
Just a squeak came out.
So Guy Chambers, oh my God, what do I say? And I just said...
Exactly, what did you talk about?
Well, first I just said, how are you? And then I paused and I blanked. And then after that moment had passed, then we got chatting into a normal conversation. And I just asked, you know, I asked him for tips on songwriting. Mm.
Had he seen you play?
He hasn't seen me play, but yeah. I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to play at the event that he puts on in London.
Which is amazing. It's this kind of like secret kind of night of like music, and it's just incredible, absolutely incredible.
Okay, cool. So you've been, of course, networking and everything like that. Now, before we were just discussing as well off air, you've got yourself a bit of a backing band, I believe, now in Brighton. Now, who else consists of this band? Do you perform with them live?
I do. My band are brilliant. I perform probably most gigs with my band now. Mm. And we have a drummer called Matt, a guitarist called Chris, a keyboardist called Dave, also known as Keyboard Dave, and a bassist.
See what you did there.
Yeah.
Very original.
And a bassist called Mark. and they're just like my family in Brighton. Brilliant. They're really amazing.
Now, do they help you with your, you know, with the songwriting at all, or do you all sit down and go, look, I'm in charge here, you're going to do what I say?
Definitely the second. Jessica has a way, she literally controls those boys.
Yeah.
And when you see her performing on stage, like, so many people come up to you saying, see how Jessica just kind of, you know, demands their attention.
Oh,
Jessica's in control, and then the boys are kind of, you know, working for Jessica.
I sound like some kind of slave driver or something.
I don't know. When you perform, like, do you... Because I perform myself, but not in a musical sense. Do you find yourself, you're putting on an act in the whole Beyoncé style? I know you're not a diva.
Yeah.
But do you find you do that?
You do have to, I think, because you have to remember that even though you're playing your songs and kind of you're imagining that you're singing them to yourself and stuff, that you are putting on a show, you know? You are putting on a performance.
You've got to grab the audience's attention.
But I think even in the performance, you know, I always put forward all my sincerity. So anything that I do kind of act out or perform, it is sincere. It's not just me doing something because I think it works or because I think I'm trying to...
These are your own personal songs.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, you know, you've had a bad day, you've written a song about it, it means something to you, and hopefully... Yeah,
and people really get it. They really buy into it. Yeah. You know, I'm sure you go to gigs and you listen to songs and you think, well, it's a great melody, but the song had no kind of foundation to it.
Who is this girl singing?
Yeah, absolutely. You just don't really feel it. I think with Jessica, it really is, it starts from the lyrics, and it's like you have like a whole little story with it, and you kind of, every song, you kind of feel something different. And I think that is something amazing to kind of achieve with her songs. And Jessica, naturally, I see her doing it in her bedroom.
Shucks.
No, I see her doing this in her bedroom, because she kind of sit there, you know, and I'm on the bed kind of like tired or something. She'll just be like, you know, jouncing around, and she's written a new song, and you know, it's just like, there it is, you know, it may be about somebody.
See, this is why I keep him around.
I know, I was just thinking, just
because he says stuff
sit
like
over
this.
There, I'm just going to talk to about you.
I can make your motivational speaker, you know, you should hire me. But no, it's true, you know, Jessica, this is amazing, you know. And I think that's why people kind of buy into it, is because it's not just a good song, it's more than that. And I think listening to current charts and certain songs, you kind of think, how is it number one?
Exactly.
You know, and I think Jessica will be like a fresh breath there.
But I find when you're listening to, you know, this X Factor at the moment, and I don't know what your opinion on the X Factor is, if you follow anything. Me personally, I don't.
I think X Factor's
not
awful.
A big fan.
Yeah. The Voice, I'm kind of coming around to.
Because
that's more of
The Voice yet.
It's a completely different format.
Heard about it. They don't see who
it is. No, they don't
see
who it is. And I think with the X Factor, it's all about the story. It's all about, you know, something like, and you can't image this kind of misfortunate-looking person.
But
in my opinion, it's a glamorized karaoke competition.
X Factor, you know, like, The Voice.
I think both of them. I don't know The Voice if that's covers as well or not. But it's refreshing to hear. And in my opinion, you could hear, I can imagine your songs in the charts. And of course, you know that it's come from yourself. It's not someone singing another Adele cover. This is from you. Who are you currently listening to at the moment? You say, you've been listening to new music, different influences. Mm. Have you found your influences have changed? Have you gone away going, oh my, I've never even heard this person before, and they've changed my way of writing almost.
Yeah, I listen to so much more now than I used to.
Yeah.
And I definitely recommend that to every musician, especially people starting out, because I used to just listen to the charts.
Yeah.
And it would be maybe Taylor Swift, Pink.
Yeah.
I don't know, Avril Lavigne when I was younger, that sort of thing. But no, I've been listening to
saying quite Regina Spektor.
I've listened to a bit of her.
Have you been listening to
I've listened to a bit of her.
Spektor?
I don't know.
Is that jazzy?
I've listened to her once or twice.
She's amazing. Check
but I love, out. I do love, I've been listening to Corin Bailey Rae again.
Yeah.
I got back into her. Jamie Cullum.
Yeah.
Love Jamie Cullum.
I see where the jazz thing comes in.
Adele, obviously, you know, she has charts, but she's just fantastic.
She's brilliant. Her
songs, yeah.
It's her music.
Adele is real. Yeah. And that's what we love.
But anything, and also kind of like, you know, this summer my two biggest bands were Two Door Cinema Club and The Wombats.
Yeah.
I absolutely love them. So, anything really.
So you're quite an indie Cindy.
Did
you like going out to indie clubs in Brighton?
No, do you know what? I don't really.
What is
Jessica
Mary York on a night out?
Oh, on a night out. Lewis is laughing already. Jessica Mary York on a night out is a...
Head down the toilet. Going to sound so posh of me.
It's good. It's be a cocktail bar.
I think, it's a cocktail bar.
Quiet, kind of candle lit.
You know, a bit of piano music in the background. And then come... What, 12 o'clock, when everyone starts getting a bit rowdy, home time.
But to write music.
Obviously. And,
you know, obviously. Exactly.
There is no chance that I go home to wear my dressing gown and put on my slippers and have a
bowl of cereal.
And have a bowl of cereal and hot squash. There's no chance that actually happens.
Jessica, what is coming up in the future for you? What are you gig? I know you're obviously in Brighton. You're playing various places in Brighton. Are you... we're going to see you in Wiltshire again sometime soon? Are you playing in London again soon?
You will see me in Wiltshire. I'll be back in the summer. I have a lot of London gigs coming up. So check out.
And if we did
Facebook.
Want to branch out, I know this is Devizes local radio, but of course listeners can listen anywhere in the world if they're online. I know you're not probably going to play New York next week, but where can we listen to your music? If we wanted to find out some more information about yourself, where can we?
You can listen to my music online at jessicamaryyork.com, or if you look on my Facebook page, there'll be stuff on there. But I've just recorded a song with my band, one of my new songs called Wires Between Towers, which is being mixed this week and so should be online hopefully within the next couple of weeks.
Brilliant.
Ready to buy. So I'm really excited about one. I'm really excited.
So we'll be able to hear that then. Thank you very much for coming in, Jessica. It's been an absolute pleasure. And yourself, Lewis.
No worries.
Tags and all.
We wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
And hopefully we'll see you in the summer. What's the last song you're going to play for?
The last song I'm going to play is one that people might have heard before, and it's a bit jolly. And it's called The Littlest Things.
You give me your socks when it's raining. You're scared that I'll get cold feet. And you tell me my hair smells amazing, even when it hasn't been washed for a week. And I tell you that I love your eyes, and you just wink at me as though you're surprised. But you don't even know what you're doing to me. I'm caught up in your web, but don't wanna break free. 'Cause it's the littlest things that tell me that you love me, the littlest things that show me that you care. And whenever I wake up and I have a smile on my face, it's embedded there every day. The littlest things that tell me that you love me, the littlest things that show me that you care. And whenever I wake up and I have a smile on my face, I can't help it, it was already there. My hand when it's freezing and put it in yours to warm up, and you give me back all the feeling. I was so numb I thought that I'd run out of luck. And it's these little acts of kindness that give me the impression you'll never give up. And you don't even know what that means to me. It's your look, it's your smile, makes me weak at the knees. 'Cause it's the littlest things that tell me that you love me, the littlest things that show me that you care. And whenever I wake up and I have a smile on my face, it's embedded there every day. The littlest things that tell me that you love me, the littlest things that prove to me you care. And whenever I wake up and I have a smile on my face, I can't help it. I'll cherish every moment that's gone, and I hope that there are more to come. I'll repay every kiss that you give with a billion more. You'll be sick of it, and we could stroll hand in hand till our days have numbered and fortunes have lagged. The one thing that I know I can lean on, it's you, you, you. 'Cause it's the littlest things that tell me that you love me, the littlest things that show me that you care. And whenever I wake up and I have a smile on my face, it's embedded there every day. The littlest things that tell me that you love me. The littlest things that prove to me you care. Whenever I wake up and I have a smile on my face. I can't help but it was already there. Was already there. 'Cause you put it there. 'Cause you put it there.